Lent, Week 4, Saturday Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him.
Immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. Unresting, unhasting, and silent as light, not wanting nor wasting, thou rulest in might. Thy justice like mountains high soaring above, thy clouds which are fountains of goodness and love. Great Father of glory, pure Father of light, thine angels adore thee, all veiling thy sight. O Lord, we would render, O help us to see, 'tis only the splendour of light hideth thee.
The Lord saved them from their foe. Psalm 77 continued. How often they defied him in the wilderness and caused him pain in the desert, yet again they put God to the test and grieved the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember his deeds, nor the day he saved them from the foe. When he worked his miracles in Egypt, his wonders in the plains of Zoan, when he turned their rivers into blood, made their streams impossible to drink. He sent them dogflies against them to devour them, and swarms of frogs to molest them. He gave their crops to the grub, the fruit of their labour to the locust. He destroyed their vines with hail, their sycamore trees with frost. He gave up their cattle to plague, their flocks and herds to pestilence. He turned on them the heat of his anger, fury, rage, and havoc. A troop of destroying angels, he gave free course to their anger. He did not spare them from death. He gave their lives to the plague. He struck all the firstborn in Egypt, the finest flower in the dwellings of Ham. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord saved them from their foe. The Lord brought them to his holy mountain. Psalm 77 continued. Then he brought his people like sheep, he guided his flock in the desert, he led them safely with nothing to fear, while the sea engulfed their foes. So he brought them to his holy land, to the mountain which his right hand had won, he drove out the nations before them and divided the land for their heritage. Their tents he gave as a dwelling to each one of Israel's tribes. Still they put God to the proof and defied him. They refused to obey the Most High. They strayed as faithless as their fathers, like a bow on which the archer cannot count. With their mountain shrines they angered him, made him jealous with the idols they served. God saw and was filled with fury. He utterly rejected Israel. He forsook his dwelling place in Shiloh, the tent where he had lived among men. He gave his ark into captivity, his glorious ark into the hands of the foe. He gave up his people to the sword in his anger against his chosen ones. So war devoured their young men, their maidens had no wedding songs, their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lament. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord brought them to his holy mountain. He chose the tribe of Judah, and David his servant to be shepherd of Israel, his own possession. Psalm 77 concluded. Then the Lord awoke as if from sleep, like a warrior overcome with wine. He struck his foes from behind and put them to everlasting shame. He rejected the tent of Joseph. He did not choose the tribe of Ephraim, but he chose the tribe of Judah, the hill of Sion, which he loves. He built his shrine like the heavens, or like the earth which he made firm for ever, and he chose David his servant and took him away from the sheepfolds. From the care of the ewes he called them, to be shepherd of Jacob his people, of Israel his own possession. He tended them with blameless heart, with discerning mind he led them. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. He chose the tribe of Judah, and David his servant, to be shepherd of Israel, his own possession.
The man who lives by the truth comes into the light, so that his good works may be seen. A reading from the book of Numbers, chapter 20. The people of Israel, the whole congregation, came into the wilderness of Zin in the first month, and the people stayed in Kadesh, and Miriam died there, and was buried there. Now there was no water for the congregation, and they assembled themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. And the people contended with Moses and said, "Would that we had died when our brethren died before the Lord! Why have you brought the assembly of the Lord into this wilderness, that we should die here, both we and our cattle? And why have you made us come up out of Egypt, to bring us to this evil place? It is no place for grain, or figs, or vines, or pomegranates, and there is no water to drink." Then Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly to the door of the tent of meeting, and fell on their faces. And the glory of the Lord appeared to them, and the Lord said to Moses, "Take the rod, and assemble the congregation, you and Aaron your brother, and tell the rock before their eyes to yield its water. So you shall bring water out of the rock for them. So you shall give drink to the congregation and their cattle." And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock, and he said to them, "Hear now, you rebels, shall we bring forth water for you out of this rock?" And Moses lifted up his hand and struck the rock with the rod twice, and water came forth abundantly. And the congregation drank, and their cattle. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not believe in me to sanctify me in the eyes of the people of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them. These are the waters of Meribah, where the people of Israel contended with the Lord, and he showed himself holy among them." From Mount Hor they set out by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the people became impatient on the way, and the people spoke against God and against Moses. "Why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we loathe this worthless food." Then the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many of the people of Israel died. And the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he may take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten when he sees it shall live." So Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on a pole, and if a serpent bit any man, he would look at the bronze serpent and live. A responsory from John 3. The Son of Man must be lifted up as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. God sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world, but so that through him the world might be saved, so that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. A reading from the Constitution of the Second Vatican Council on the Church in the Modern World. Sacred Scripture teaches mankind what has also been confirmed by man's experience, namely, the great advantages of human progress are fraught with grave temptations. The hierarchy of values has been disordered, good and evil intermingle, and every man and every group is interested only in its own affairs, not in those of others. So it is that the earth has not yet become the scene of true brotherhood. Rather, at the present time, man's enormous power threatens to put an end to the human race itself. To the question of how this unhappy situation can be overcome, Christians reply that all these human activities, which are daily engendered by pride and inordinate self-love, must be purified and perfected by the cross and resurrection of Christ. Redeemed by Christ and made a new creature by the Holy Spirit, man can, indeed he must, love the things of God's creation. It is from God that he has received them, and it is as flowing from God's hand that he looks upon them and reveres them. Man thanks his divine benefactor for all these things. He uses them and enjoys them in a spirit of poverty and freedom. Thus, he is brought to a true possession of the world as having nothing, yet possessing everything. All things are yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. The Word of God, through whom all things were made, became man and dwelt among men, a perfect man. He entered world history, taking that history into himself and recapitulating it. He reveals to us that God is love, and at the same time teaches that the fundamental law of human perfection, and consequently of the transformation of the world, is the new commandment of love. He assures those who trust in the charity of God that the way of love is open to all men, and that the effort to establish a universal brotherhood will not be in vain. This love is not something reserved for important matters, but must be exercised above all in the ordinary circumstances of daily life. Christ's example in dying for us sinners teaches us that we must carry the cross, which the flesh and the world inflict on the shoulders of all who seek after justice and peace. Constituted Lord by his resurrection, and possessing all authority in heaven and on earth, Christ is now at work in the hearts of men by the power of the Spirit. Not only does he arouse in them the desire for the world to come, but he invigorates, purifies, and strengthens the generous aspirations of mankind to make life more humane and conquer the earth for this purpose. The gifts of the Spirit are diverse. Some men are called to testify openly to mankind's yearning for its heavenly home and keep the awareness of it vividly before men's minds. Others are called to dedicate themselves to the service of men, and in this way to prepare the way for the kingdom of heaven. But the Spirit brings freedom to all men, who are ready to put aside love for self and integrate earthly resources into human life in order to reach out to that future day when mankind itself will become an offering accepted by God. Responsory from 2 Corinthians. Christ died for all, so that living men should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died and was raised to life for them. He was put to death for our sins and raised to life to justify us, so that living men should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died and was raised to life for them. Let us pray. In your gentle mercy, Lord, guide our wayward hearts, for we know that left to ourselves we cannot do your will.
We make our prayer for our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.